The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Wow, what a horrible way to start an episode. Hey, everybody. What is up? Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemons. I am the host of the show. Welcome back. If you're new, hey, holy shit, can't believe you made it. Be sure to subscribe. We upload Unhinged with Chris Clemons wherever you get your podcasts. And we also upload video episodes with our gorgeous yellow set on youtube.com/@unhinged. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Now, I also want to share with Unhinged Nation that I'm going to be joining Two Hot Takes on a few of their tour stops in Chicago on May 11th, Philadelphia on May 16th, and New York City on May 17th. I am super excited. I know a lot of you guys love when I have Morgan from Two Hot Takes on the podcast or vice versa when I'm on their podcast. And it's just going to be so fun. And I love doing live shows. I've never done a live show in Chicago, so it's going to be very exciting. Links to tickets will be down below. Be sure to get them while you can because Philly is sold out. However, there are very, very, very few tickets left for Chicago and New York. So go and get them, girl. And I can't wait to see you there. Alrighty, guys, I'm super excited to introduce to you today's guest, Gabby Windy.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited that you are here. Now, Gabby and I actually met at it wasn't like a casting call. Like, we were the top 15 contestants. Yeah. And we'll get into it on the Unhinged After Show on patreon.com/Chris Clemons. But I don't know if I ever told you this because we were in like a holding room for 2 hours and with other people. But upon meeting you, I was hooked. Like,
no, same.
You just have an energy that, I mean, we're like 3 minutes into the conversation. I'm like, energy. But you really just had such a, oh my God. And like, really cool and pretty people intimidate me. Mm-hmm. And funny enough, I was actually behind you walking into the building that this was at. And like, I had just flown from San Francisco from a show and I was in LA for like 4 hours just to do this. And I'm in like whatever clothes I haven't worn.
You looked chic.
Girl, shut the fuck up.
No, you did.
No.
No, you were in a black leather trench coat. Always chic. Can't go wrong.
Oh my God, I was in a black leather trench coat. No wonder I didn't get the fucking role.
First of all, I don't know when we're going to talk about it, but don't know. This is like, it's like, whatever, par for the course. I'm like, I didn't get the job, did you?
No, we'll talk about that on the after show. Shh. But I just remember walking into this building behind, I just see this really hot girl, or I should say woman. I was walking into the building and I saw this really hot woman and you were in a fucking dress that if I wore dresses, I would have worn to like a red carpet premiere. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, are you kidding me? Like, cause they didn't really, they just, the way they told us to dress was so open-ended. Like, they might as well have given us nothing.
It was like daytime happy hour, business casual.
Yes. Daytime happy hour casual. And I was like, those are 4 different outfits. What do you mean, E?
Right, actually, I'm like, I could go in athleisure. And I think I told everybody, it was my whole personality that day. But I like bought a dress that was too small. And I'm like, this is, it just like didn't feel like me at all. I'm like, this is not the vibe. So naturally, I'm like, I got to feel like myself. It was House of CB.
Works House of CB.
I know. It's the most basic shit, but you feel good.
No, you looked gorgeous. I felt so fucking underdressed. And I was like, what? Whatever. But it turns out that I literally like was obsessed with you from the second start.
Same. Me, you and Sugar walked out together and I feel like we were all like bonded. I'm like, when am I going to see these people again?
I hope so. And then my producer was like, hey, how do you feel about having Gabby Windy on the show? And I was like, Gabby Windy. Oh my God. Yes. 1,000 times. Yes. Like, you get the first impression, Rose. Like, you get it all.
Yeah. I know. I can't believe it. After Googling or like YouTube searching you for like hours, I'm like, how do I find this guy? And then turns out I was scrolling. They're like, we want to do some Dear Media swaps in the beginning. And I saw yours and I was like, no fucking way. This is the first swap I'm doing.
Oh my God. It is?
Yeah.
I'm so honored. Holy shit. Now, for those of you guys who may not know Gabby, she was on season 26 of The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. And you were one of the two women in season 19 of The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And like the biggest gag of all yeah. is that you came out after dating a woman.
Yes. Yeah. It was so funny because actually recently I was with my girlfriend. We were like celebrating the Jewish holidays with her friend's family in Santa yeah. Barbara. So it was like two old parents, her friend, and like very like familial vibes. And naturally, like coming out came up and he had like known I was on reality TV. He's like in his 70s or something. So he was like,
the fact that he knows what reality television is a huge win, I feel.
Well, he's like a movie producer or was.
Okay, well, don't I look fucking stupid? Part 95. I forgot that we're in Santa yeah. Monica and not the middle of nowhere. I'm like, oh, a 70-year-old? He doesn't know what a television is.
I know. He's actually dead.
Meanwhile, my mom's like, bitch, I'm like 8 years away from that. Shut up.
Right. No, but yeah, so he was like asking me all these questions. And he was like, so when you were on the show, were you just like a really good actress? Like dead serious? And I was like, no, I just didn't know. Like that like never crossed his mind.
I'm sure you had probably had like inklings throughout right. your life of like totally. I'm sure this is some like this is something that I'm thinking about and like I don't know what it is but like I don't want to explore it.
I was so oppressed, repressed, I forget, I don't know how to use those words. I'm like, actually my vocabulary is quite limited.
I was gonna be like, oh, it's oppressed, and then I'm like, no, I think it is repressed, and I'm like, suddenly yeah. I don't know how to use these words either.
No, actually I'm like, I'm a woman, so I'm repressed and oppressed. I'm a woman and I'm gay.
There you are. Yeah. You're both, baby. Why right. check one box when you can check all of them?
Literally. Any kind of pressed, I am.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I'm from St. Louis.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Colorado. So very middle of the country. I had never basically met like a lesbian before.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Are you bi or lesbian or like?
It's still in the works. Like even in the last couple months since I've been on podcasts, I like change my mind every podcast.
But I think that's fine. Like I'm someone who's very much like, I understand the importance of labels and like being secure in that. But I'm someone who's just like a vibe chaser.
No, literally same. Yeah.
But like, I don't really give a shit. Like, I mean, I draw the line at like an animal, obviously, but like,
yeah.
as long as I get along with you and we're vibing, like,
right.
I just think like, why not explore that if I feel very comfortable and secure? So I just, cause I was like doing some research and it was like, I think a lot of people just assume because you're dating a woman, you're a lesbian. But like I saw right. some things that you were like, I think bi is what I fits me the most. So I just, yeah, I really understand it and don't even need a box. I just was just curious.
Right. No, I know. I'm like, I feel like labels are kind, I mean, I get it totally. It's just easier it, yeah. to understand, especially in the queer community. I'm like, but I just don't actually know if it matters. It feels like a little boomery. Like they just like still want to put you in a box.
I really get that. And like at the end of the day, it's like who I'm sleeping with and who I'm dating and who I'm interested in. Like, it doesn't even matter to me, really.
Literally same.
For me, it's like, I think more about like, what fucking job title do I tell people I do? Like, am yeah. I a YouTuber? Am I a comedian? Or do I do freelance marketing?
Yeah. You're like, I'm fluid in all shapes and forms. Yeah. What's your job? I'm fluid. No, I'm just like literally fluid.
Yeah, I feel like that's the way to, I don't know. I just feel like that's the vibe.
Wait, so what are you?
I'm like technically bi, but I okay. just am like down for whatever. As long as
same.
The vibes are good and you're a good person who cares and are respectful and fun. Like, I don't care.
Right. No, I agree. I'm like, I guess if you really wanted to get down to it, like I'm probably pan, but that's like, nobody says they're pan. It's the most annoying one. It's not sexy. So like, I can't like lead with that.
I'm Dutch oven. I'm baking sheet.
Yeah.
I'm spatula. Right. Now, did Bachelor Nation have like a huge... to this, because I feel like Bachelor Nation is pretty like,
yeah,
middle America, like very,
yes,
like normal family, kind of like straight.
Yes.
What I'm getting at.
No, totally. Very nuclear family. And it, I feel like it's like kind of the show is like rooted in Christianity. Like I was the first one to really talk about like coming from a different childhood that like wasn't so nuclear because I don't have a relationship with my mom. And people were like, whoa, because everybody else, I think just, you know, it had just never been brought up before.
Yeah.
So, you know, I still don't know. I don't really perceive in general.
Honestly, you're winning. That is, teach me, bitch. Please teach me.
Which isn't, obviously, it's like not totally true. Like we all have trolls and haters and whatever it gets you. But like, as far as like, I still have no clue, but I feel like they were really kind of open and welcoming, but it could be a delusion that I'm sticking to.
But also I will say you like were kind of like the bad bitch of the season. Like I just today watched the you telling off whatever that doof's name was, Clayton, I think.
Yeah.
I always get confused with Clayton and Colton because Colton is the gay one.
Totally. Everybody does.
Well, Clayton.
Yeah.
Jury's out. I'm just kidding.
Right. Curd beer. If I've ever seen repressed.
You really like held no bars back. Like you were... Oh my God, I could watch that like 35 more times. It was iconic.
No, actually, I know. I was two vodka oranges deep. I knew it was coming. I'm like, I was dressed like Sandra D from Grease and just like really feeling myself. I'm like, if I had like the whole weight of the patriarchy is on my shoulders and I'm going to like stick it to the man.
I think that is why I do think people probably receive you really well for coming out in such a like... heteronormative, religious-esque show is that like you stood your ground and even the reactions of the women in the audience that it would cut to, they were like, yes. And I was like, yes, the girls are eating it up.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah. I feel like it wasn't like I honestly think people were excited. Like Colton, I think got kind of a bad rap because there was, he had like stalking allegations.
Well, he was just messy about it. Like it was.
Right. Yeah.
He was like wanting like what felt like the best of both worlds.
Totally.
Okay, for context for people who don't know, Colton was one of the bachelors and then he like got to like the final rose and then did they get engaged?
I'm not sure.
I think they might have gotten engaged and then he came out as gay.
Yeah, they were together for like a year.
And then like stalked her.
Yeah.
Cassie Randolph. The things my brain remembers is so fucked up.
No, totally. But it was like a real moment in pop culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like, that wasn't like, and I think people know, like, I'm always, it's like, yeah, I'm full of shit 100% of the time, but I'm going to tell you how I'm actually feeling 100% of the time. I don't have like a different agenda because it's just not in me. Like, I tried so hard to make it work with these bottom of the barrel men that were given to me. Yeah.
No, but you really did. You were like, you sat there much longer than I would have trying to spell out what the fucking tea was. Like it was, I was just like, this guy's like, no, that's not how I'm feeling. And you were like, no, it is though. Cause here's proof A, B, and C.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I know. So nobody really blames me. I feel they like get it.
You really are like the people's princess.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Did you ever have like a crush on any of the other contestants when you were like on there?
Like a girl or a guy?
Any either. Like,
I mean, I was allowed to have crushes as the Bachelorette. Obviously, I had 26 boyfriends and I reveled in it. I was like, a little kiss over here, a little kiss over there.
Is that hard to do? Like, I would find that very difficult.
Yeah. Well, they didn't. It was just like, you know, awkward knowing that there were eyes on you, but you just kind of get lost in the bubble and you're like, okay, for once I have an excuse to act like a fuckboy and I'm going to do it.
That's empowering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go off.
We just watched, we saw that new Zendaya movie.
Oh, The Challengers.
Yes. So good. So crazy.
I'm seeing it this week. Do not spoil a damn thing, doll.
Okay, no, I won't. Who are you seeing it with?
My friend Katie. The brand Loewe, I guess, did the costumes
not
for it.
Not the brand Loewe.
They did like costumes for it, or like JW or Jonathan Anderson, who's the creative director of Loewe, did costumes for it. And so they invited me to like watch it with I don't know. I'm like, this is definitely like an imposter syndrome through the roof. I'm like, why are they inviting me to make fun of me? Because I'm ugly? Like, am I the jester?
You're like, is this mocking? Because actually, I'm here for it, though.
No, same. I'm like, will Zendaya be there?
Right. Yeah. Are we going to be in matching outfits? You show up in a tennis skirt and a tennis dress. They're like, Loewe.
The way that I'm like, do I need to wear all white?
No, I know. I was going to like dress in a tennis skirt to be funny, but I'm like, this is too on the nose to like be funny. And also, I'm like fully in tennis lessons. So it's like, no, I'm just like trying to have an excuse to like wear this sick aloe dress, but like not to the movie Get It Together. I'm not 5 years old, so I didn't, but it's sexy.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet.
It's really good.
Now, you are also on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. The way you said that.
Did you know how to dance going into that?
I was a Broncos cheerleader for 5 years. For the Denver Broncos and NFL team. I don't know how well versed you are in the sports.
I know Broncos is an NFL team for sure. Yeah. I do unfortunately know that.
Okay.
Everything I learn about you makes me want a Gabby Windy biopic more and more. I'm like, what?
Yeah, and I had an ESPN Monday Night feature, if anybody was wondering.
Shut the...
That literally never aired because of the MLB playoffs. It like never aired. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, why does baseball ruin everything?
Everything.
I'm sorry. Like, no wonder it's America's sport. For a country that ruins everything, it's a sport that ruins everything.
Right.
So you kind of knew how to dance. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know. Yeah. They like...
Just because I feel like Dancing with the Stars is always like...
Right.
Vinny, come on. And I'm like, does Vinny know how to... Like, if someone asked me to do Dancing with the Stars, I'd be like, I mean, there isn't a briefcase on Deal or No Deal with enough money in it to make me do that. Like, there's not.
Yeah, no, it's actually traumatizing for them because, like, the judging is so real and, like, gets to you. It's like, but this is the point of Dancing with the Stars. Is to like obviously see your favorite celebrity just like learn a new skill. So there's definitely an unfair advantage, but I still lost to Charli D'Amelio. I didn't even win.
No, I wasn't going to bring that up. The fact that you lost to Charli D'Amelio, I feel like that one probably still has a sting, a sting still there. But
maybe, yeah, you know what? She was good though. It's like I just never stood a chance. I just wish nobody told me I stood a chance.
No, that's like going up against like Maddie Ziegler. It's like, okay, so just give her the fucking trophy. What are we doing here?
Right. Like, yeah. Like, don't like gas me up for no reason. Let me fuck around a little bit. Like, you know, I just want to know what I'm getting myself into. But like, I legit thought I was going to win that mirror ball. It's like,
I feel like they shouldn't allow real dancers on there.
Well, right. But then I was also kind of a real dancer. So it's like, if her or me.
Charli was in dance competitions, wasn't she?
Yeah. Like, she was like 10 years younger than me.
That's not like, oh, I'm a Broncos cheerleader and I've got rhythm. That's like, oh, I know a step ball change, plie, plie, or whatever.
Right. I mean, I was a personality hire on the Broncos, I will say. It took me 3 times to make it. I really had to work my ass off. I was in the back the whole 5 years. Like,
bitch, you are personality hire of the motherfucking yeah. century because you, the fact that you have a new podcast, I don't listen to podcasts. I just don't have like the attention span and like my OCD very much is like, unless I can listen to the full thing start to finish in one sitting.
Yeah.
It's like audiobooks. I get so frustrated because I'm like, I don't remember what they were just talking about.
Oh, totally. I dip in and out.
Yeah. You having a podcast? I'm like, okay, so I guess I will be listening to podcasts now.
Please.
I could listen to you talk about anything. I just think you are so funny and so like down to earth and just, oh, I just live for you.
Oh my God. Thank you. No, literally same to you. I'm like, who is this guy? Why have I like never heard of you?
Oh, thank you.
Until now. That's but really... I sorry.
I'm kidding. I hadn't heard of you either. So suck on that.
No, but I
suck on that mirror ball.
No, literally. But I also miss like the YouTube like era.
No, and I don't take it personally. I'm like, yeah, no, a lot of people don't know of me. At least you're not asking me, is there anything I would know you from? Because that is truly no, unless you're familiar with me shitting my pants while dying my head leopard print on YouTube.
Did that? Oh my God, I have to look that up. No, but like you're iconic.
Thank you. I would have to agree with you. Now, yeah. We're going to go and be two icons together going through the monster that is the Unhinged with Chris Clemens email. Now, I have been sending out prompts for y'all to respond to. However, there were just a really good grouping of random ones that were in the email. So if you want to submit to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, feel free to email unhingedwithchrisclemens@gmail.com and tell us about your craziest night out with your friends. I'm very curious about that. But we have three separate ones. One of them is a juicy secret. One of them is advice. And one of them is a crazy spring break story.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Yeah, no, I swear to God, I don't know why I have a podcast, because I read through these emails and I'm like,
you're like, this is my content.
Okay, no, the real stars of this show are y'all. Like, yeah. What? I'm like, talk about imposter syndrome.
No, I did one call-in episode and I heard some crazy shit, like some crazy kink shit where like her boyfriend or someone she was seeing like wanted to have like a diaper kink. And I'm like, you guys, I haven't lived enough to hear this kind of information.
No, so, I'm like, literally, I'm 30 years old and I'm like, okay, a diaper kink, that's a thing. I don't know why I ruled that out of being a thing.
Literally, yeah. I'm like, okay.
Is that like just wearing a diaper, or do you like also have to like go poopy in it?
I know. It was a one-sided conversation, so I didn't get all the answers, but that was my thing. I'm like, does he want to cut a hole in the diaper? Did he like a dirty diaper? Also, should he see a doctor or like a lawyer and be in jail?
Fuck a doctor or a lawyer. Let's talk to a psychiatrist and a psychologist.
Yeah, he needs to be medicated. I know you're not supposed to kink shame, but like this needs to be kink shamed out of him.
I don't know. When it involves a diaper, I'm not going to kink shame. I'm going to kink question, though. That's yeah. for sure.
Right.
I'm going to kink question. I'm sorry.
Totally. That's, yeah, there's some questions to be had, some clarifications.
The last place I would expect a diaper is the bedroom, unless it's a nursery.
Right. Just like not sexy. Maybe like a Depends.
But that's like the vibe I'm getting is like I'm not looking at it in like the infant look, because that's even worse.
That's how I'm looking at it. I go immediately to worst case scenario.
I mean, like, I was thinking that, but I was like, okay, I hope someone wouldn't, like, admit that.
Don't want to say it out loud. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's, like, an old person thing or, like, a can't control my bladder thing, but it's just all bad.
Right, totally. But it's good for these, like, listeners who email and call in, because I feel like I'm living through them.
No, it's great for us because we're really getting the content that we deserve,
for yeah,
sure.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, I can't wait to hear.
Okay, the first email we have. The subject line was juicy secrets.
Ooh.
And there are two.
Okay.
This first one is crazy. And also in some other dimension could be me. I know a guy who hooks up with a Catholic priest in exchange for weed.
Oh my God.
Like as in the priest gives him the weed.
That guy's me.
Sorry, it's not longer, but it's just really funny to me, especially because the guy who is not a priest is also Catholic. It's giving gay Fleabag, and I'm here for it.
Oh, I love Fleabag. So wait. Okay, so the non-priest is bringing the weed to the priest?
No, the priest is supplying the gifts of the Lord to this random guy.
Why doesn't he just drop out and become a drug dealer?
That's what oh my God.
Like, that seems so simple to me.
I'm like, why are you putting all of these restrictions on your life to, like, not be married? Well, that doesn't seem like as much of a thing right. to live without. But, like, to not be able to hook up with people. Like, just, yeah.
And, like, live this life.
Quit the church and be narcos, bitch. Like, really, va-va-voom.
Yeah, totally.
Let's upgrade your life.
Right, you have a good head start. Like, you have a clientele. People.
Yeah, I was just about to say, you've got the clients.
Like, right. Yeah, just take it and run with it. Wait, what, like, do we know if it's a boy or a girl having sex with the priest?
I know a guy who hooks up with a cat. So it's like a guy on guy.
So they're gay. Okay. Yeah, he's got to be let free.
Yeah, just.
Yeah, just wait till judgment day. He's going to forgive you. It's going to be fine. Weed is natural. It's a plant. You're not actually doing anything bad.
And honestly, God put that plant on the earth. So if anything, not smoking it is disrespecting capital H-I-M. Is the way that I see it.
Completely agree. We smoke all of the weed because we respect God.
I smoke it as a thank you to him.
Yes, to a thank you to Mother Nature, who, if we don't, who's gonna?
Yeah, like if I'm not smoking Mother Nature's gifts, is Daddy Earthmaker gonna get mad at me? I don't know.
Yeah, you're gonna be in trouble.
I'm not gonna run that risk. Now, the second secret is I know a girl who had an affair with a married police officer for like 2 years. A police officer?
Yeah.
Being unfaithful? That's crazy.
Totally. Being corrupt?
They ended up breaking up because he wouldn't leave his wife. And like, of course not. Like, why did she ever think that that was going to work out for her? But I digress. I love how shady y'all get in the emails. He absolutely loved to be pegged by the girl. His wife and him are like really vanilla, apparently. He's super toxic and like a manly man in public. So I just love that I know that little tidbit about him. Like, if I ever get arrested, and I hope to God it's by him, because baby, I will not be going to jail that day.
She's like pulling a bridesmaid, like speeding past his cop car, like pull me over, two middle fingers up, like doing crazy shit just to blackmail his ass. I'm here for that.
No, literally. She's like, oh, you're going to peg me with a ticket? Well, I bet you'd love me to peg you with something.
Right. She's like, bend over.
Yeah, literally.
Pulls out a strap.
She's like, I've got a weapon on me. It's like a, it's a dildo.
Literally. It's just like a tiny little.
I'm like, I love this. A tiny little one.
It's like pocket size. She has a weapon. She gets out of the ticket.
It's like a switch. It's like a switch dildo. It's like, whoosh.
It comes out of the pocket knife.
Gabby, you really make me feel so comfortable being a straight up nut job. Like, yeah. I'm not calling you a nut job. I realize that that sounded crazy, but like,
no,
you feel like you really like support my dreams of delusion. And I just really appreciate that.
No, same. It is hard. It's like hard to find your people who just like take the joke a little too far.
Yes, but not like too far.
Well, right, not like too far. I mean, kind of, but it's like you do have boundaries, obviously.
Both of us are like, well, actually, shit.
Yeah, I'm like, actually.
Okay, email number two. This one isn't as fun, but it's definitely realer. Email two is subject line, what even is a career?
Totally.
Nope. I'm like starting to tear up. I'm like, ooh, what's that? Some water leaving my eyeball? I just graduated college and have a hard time when people ask me what I want to do. I went to college in the Midwest and everyone here just wants to be a nurse and live in the suburbs. I've always been creative / want to work in a creative field such as fashion or film. I do not thrive well under strict environments. However, I also really crave financial stability as I am not a trust fund baby. As someone who has worked in the creative industry, have you seen certain personalities thrive or not thrive? Also, have you ever thought you would work better in a basic job? P.S. What is your hot take on the marketing field? I feel like when people say they work in marketing, I think they just make Instagram reels every day. Okay, that feels like a call out for sure, because when I meet new people and they're like, what do you do? I'm not about to be like, I'm a star, baby. I'm like, I work in freelance marketing. And it's like, what am I doing making reels every day?
Yeah, literally. Just on TikTok. I'm like, I'm a content creator. No, actually, I have told a stranger I was drunk that I was a reality star.
And what did they say?
Well, they weren't from here. It's actually one of my most embarrassing stories. And they really...
Oh, so let's hear it.
Okay. They really caught me at a weak moment. And I was like, you know, at a hotel bar, you think the drinks just don't count. It's like you're by yourself.
No, I think they count extra hard. I'm like, wow, I live here and so do other people and they're watching this happen. Like, this is not getting drunk at home. That's right. When the drinks don't count.
No, actually, but you think you're at home because you just have to walk up to your room. Anyways, it was like we had to film something extra for Bachelor. So I was like on the clock even. Just like, I don't even know, down bad. I had just gotten off a flight for an emergency. I was like 2 or 3 glasses of like white wine in, and I had just gotten done watching Love Island, which I love. And there's this girl on there who is like, I can sue. I don't know if you watch.
Oh my God, I know her from The Traitors.
Yes. She, oh my God, if you like her, you should watch her on Love Island. She was like so good. She's a soap opera actress. So naturally she's batshit, which is like good TV.
Oh, excellent TV.
so good. And these people next to me were like from the UK, had British accents. And I was like, oh my God, naturally have nothing to bridge the gap because you think
except reality TV. Yes. Gabby, why am I talking to the female version of me right now? This is so scary.
Actually, and you think everybody wants to talk about that, but they don't. And I'm like, oh, you must love Love Island. You know, Ekansu. And they were like, 10 years younger than me, basically talking to a drunk girl at the bar. So they were like, whatever. I would go out on a limb trying to say, take advantage of me. No, they weren't. They were just trying to like shoot their shot with like a dumbass American. And it was working. They were like, you kind of look like her. And I was like, and I was like, I'm a bit of a reality TV star myself. And immediately just like wanted to die of embarrassment. And then I like my producer picked me up the next morning and I had to tell her the story just to like, just cause I couldn't hold in the shame. Yes, exactly. I was just riddled with shame. I'm like, this is so embarrassing of me.
Well, it's so funny that you told them this while your producer picks you up the next morning. Like you're literally actively a reality star.
No, I know. Like, yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna be on camera tomorrow. But that's why I can't be trusted, because I have loose ass lips. But I've never really violated much. They didn't have any other questions.
Good.
Your face, you're like so concerned.
No, I'm not concerned at all. I'm like enamored. I'm like, this is exactly the shit I live for.
No, it's like, as I tell the story, I'm actually hot. Like my abdomen is getting hot. I'm sweating.
No, I literally, there isn't an ounce of shame you should feel. I mean, maybe telling them to their face that you're a reality star a little, but.
Yeah, no, actually.
Okay, the question at hand, as someone who works in creative industry, have you seen certain personalities thrive or not thrive? I think if you're confident and like you definitely have to be a little bit delusional.
Totally, yes.
You really, like I have been telling myself lately, like when I'm down and I'm feeling shitty, I'm like, Chris, just be a little delusional. Like just believe that that's not the case. Like it's so fucking hard and it's like definitely a rewiring of brain,
yeah.
But also hard work. You have to fucking work hard unless you just know everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know like if you feel the same, but I just feel like, and that's also part of the reason why I feel like I moved out of LA. I just didn't really resonate with a lot of people. They were like, hey, do you want to do this? And I'm like, it's a Tuesday at noon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we not working? Like I just.
Totally.
Yeah. So I think hardworking is like a must.
Yeah, I agree. And you have to like, be it's like whatever they tell you, you have to get good at rejection, which is like that comes in like different shapes and forms. It's like not just rejection, but you have to keep pushing through. Like there's ups and then there's downs, and no matter what, you have to keep going. But also don't be a nurse in the Midwest coming from a nurse from the Midwest. if that's what you know you don't want to do, you just, my advice to everybody is like, just move. You're like, I got to get out of LA. I'm like, move to LA.
No, but I will never shit on my time in LA. Like,
yeah.
I mean, no, I guess I technically have, and people will provide receipts of me doing so. Exactly. But like,
yeah,
really retrospectively, LA was an amazing thing for me. It taught me so much just beyond my career. It taught me just, I came from New York and living on the East Coast my entire life, which is very fast paced, which is very like, let's go. It's very upfront and honest. And LA taught me a lot about slowing down and chilling out. And like, it's not that deep.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So like I will never like dismiss my time in Los Angeles. It's
not for forever.
Yeah, forever. Exactly.
Yeah.
But I also think something hard with like creative industries is that there's so much of yourself in the product.
Mm-hmm.
Like whether it be like, I am the product. I always say this a lot, but it's like, I am the product. So it's like hard when people don't like what I put online. It's hard for me not to take that personally. The same thing with like, if you're a graphic designer, like that's your style or that's your thing. And if people don't like it, it feels really personal.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I know. That's why you have to like build just a really one, have a good amount of delu.
Yeah.
And yeah. And to just like keep pushing forward, but it is.
Even through failure, like yeah. it's so corny, but
right.
I think that is the key. And also, have I ever thought about working a basic job all the fucking time?
Yeah, no, actually.
Before I like got into, well, no, I guess while I was getting into YouTube 11 and a half years ago, I was working. I was like fucking a poor college student. Mm-hmm. Like I was working like a billion jobs, doing a different things. Like even in high school, I was always like hustling for money. And yeah. I had like a real adult 9-to-5 job, although it was like an 8-to-7, but whatever.
But isn't that so the truth? It's like, what are we doing? Like 9-to-5s, you're actually working 10 hours. Like, do we need this capitalism? Come on.
No, it really is crazy. I just think I've really found that through all of the different things I've done, the grass will always be greener in mm-hmm. different jobs and careers. Like when I worked a 9-to-5, like basic desk job, I hated having to report to people. I hated like other people telling me what to do, and I understood it, but it just, I knew that that was annoying to me. I just felt like a lot of it was like checking a box rather than like actually getting stuff done that needed to get done. Like, and that yeah. was important for the furthering of the company. But also with YouTube, it's like, a lot of people assume, or like just being a public person, I think a lot of people assume that like life is great. And it's, yeah, there's a lot of different upsides to it. Like in this career, I have money.
Yeah.
In my last career, I didn't. But it's like, I also feel like I have to edit myself so much and like control what I'm sharing with people, because so much of the time it gets thrown back in your face of like, well, you were upset about this, so you clearly did it. And it's just like, whoa.
Yeah, especially being on YouTube for so long, it's like you grow so much in 10 years. So, and like we have to, I feel like, because people get so attached to you after being yeah. online for that long, they think they really know, like, and of course they do really know you, but just like any relationship, you have to like grow with people and allow them to change. And I feel like that's a part of like the being enamored with like somebody on the internet. But yeah, I think there's less forgiveness.
Yeah, I just think there's downsides to everything. So
yeah,
like what I'm trying to say is just go for what you want. And yeah. like, if there's a point where you feel like it's not for you anymore, really think about if it's not for you. I'm at a place where I'm like, would I enjoy just like disappearing and like fucking off and having a normal job and like living a normal life? But I'm like, no, I really, at the end of the day, love what this career allows for me. And yeah, is it the hardest job I've ever had? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And like, I was a dishwasher that threw out my back and like had to carry like loads and loads of food delivery down into the bait. Like it was, I've worked heinous jobs.
Yeah.
And it's like, this one is the hardest one I've ever worked. And therefore I'm not saying I'm braver than the Marines or frontline workers.
Yeah.
Not at all. But
totally.
It's a really fucking hard job that I've more now than ever have been considering like, is this what I want?
Yeah.
But it is. And you just have to stick to it. Like that's...
Yeah, yeah, I agree. This is definitely a relief from nursing for me.
Oh,
but that's
100%.
Like, yeah, a whole different like bag of worms.
Yeah, it's like apples and cars. It's like you right. can't compare the two.
Yeah, but I think ultimately if you feel a real calling for something, you have to listen to it.
I agree.
You know, at least give yourself a chance.
Yeah, and give yourself a couple chances, because there you have to like take into account failure. It's going to happen unless you are just...
Yeah.
Like Beyonce, I guess. Like,
I know. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing with her talking about she doesn't come from money. It's like that's the age old, like I feel like in the industry, like nepo baby entitlement. Like you really are working against the grain.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, damn, I feel you, and it sucks and it is unfair, but it is possible.
It is. That's the gag, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Now on email number 3. It is a vastly different sort of existential crisis.
Yeah.
This is titled Spring Break with Strangers.
Ooh.
This one I was reading and I was like, thank God that wasn't me. I was 16 and had just been recruited into the popular clique at high school. I started getting invited to everything, and I also became popular outside of them very quickly. If there was a party, not just in my town, but in the county, I was always invited.
Yum.
This is always so fascinating to hear about people's high school stories where this is, I'm like, cool. I was like literally not even invited to a party that my grade was having. Yeah. Let alone the county.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, what's the county? Damn. What's your secret?
Okay, bitch. Yeah. I started going to parties frequently and met a group of girls that took me in rather quickly. And because I had spent most of my childhood completely alone with very little friends, I was so excited to finally have, quote, friends that always wanted me around. They invited me to join in on their spring break trip, and I was beyond thrilled. So, of course, I said yes. We spent weeks planning, and I paid my share of rent for the house we had for the week. My portion of payment was supposed to secure me and another girl our own room with a bathroom attached. I was told there would be a few more of our friends that we frequently partied with staying with us, and that was all.
It's going to take a turn.
This whole beginning is just setting us up for an absolute Project X.
This sounds like a scam if I've ever heard one.
Right? Oh, my God. No, it's like just they couldn't have found a more vulnerable person to join in on the part. Like, oh, it's crazy. Fast forward to spring break. I ride down with one of the girls in my group so I don't have. Sorry, I'm horrible at reading. Justin, you know what to do.
You're like, actually, I can't read. No,
I can't.
No, but same. And in front of people, like my girlfriend and I just did the Jewish holidays where you're supposed to like read in front. And I'm like around parents and stuff. I'm like, actually, this is too much pressure.
I couldn't agree more.
Like, I can't read. I'm like illiterate.
You're like, I'd rather come out on The View again.
Yeah. Yeah. That I'll thrive. A live audience? Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Right? Oh yeah. My God. Like, as long as I don't have to read in front of a long live audience, I'm good.
Yeah.
Fast forward to spring break. I ride down with one of the girls in my group because I didn't have a car. We get to the house, which was supposed to sleep 10 people max, and there were at least 25 people there. Turns out, I didn't know anyone in this house, and let's be honest, I barely knew the girls I went with. I realize very quickly that I've gotten myself into a bad situation. I love that now you're realizing this, not like, let me go on a spring break at age 16 with a bunch of strangers that I'm debutante balling with. Like,
right?
What?
Yeah.
I realize very quickly that I've gotten myself into a bad situation, but I'm too afraid to call my parents and ask for help. So I try to make the best of it. And soon enough, pure chaos ensues. Our beach house turns into the official party house of spring break. Hundreds of people are in and out of our house a day. One of the kids invited a literal drug dealer to stay the week in our house for free as long as he supplied us with drugs. The doors were always open for any stragglers to wander up off the beach to party or crash on the floor. One night, the girl said, we are going to a party at another house. And when I said I didn't want to go, they put me out on the street of downtown Panama City at 3 a.m, stranded at a gas station.
No.
Uber wasn't a thing at the time, so I had to ask the gas station clerk to call a cab for me. And when I got back to the house, a full-on party was going. I was at my breaking point and just needed to get out of there as quickly as possible. So I call my parents at 4 a.m. to drive to Florida to get me. I pack my things and lock myself in an empty room, hoping to sleep until my parents showed up to save me. Unfortunately, the girls that left me stranded showed up and broke the door down to get in and basically start to haze me. They throw drinks on me, scream at me, and start throwing my things around the room. I end up getting into a fight with one of the girls, stealing someone's car keys, and locking myself in a car and crying myself to sleep until my parents called to say they had made it. I left the keys in the car, grabbed my things, and left without telling a single soul. I couldn't thank my parents enough for driving 5 hours to get me, and I get back home. I cut my losses with all of those people and decided I never wanted to be popular again.
Oh, my God. Oh, my stomach dropped. That's so scary.
And all of this happening in Florida?
Right. No, yeah, that's exactly where it would happen, is Florida.
Absolutely.
Florida's sketchy as fuck.
This is why I was very happy being under the radar in high school.
Like, yeah, right? So this, like, didn't happen to you.
Like, I'm 30 and I'm still scared of this. Like, mom, can you pick me up is the definition of this story.
Yeah, my parents would never let me go on a spring break at 16. And, like, at the time, maybe I was upset. But it's, like, actually, I feel like they saved me from a lot of this.
That is, like, a big part of growing up is, like, realizing, like, oh, my God, thank you, mom and dad. I should really just thank my mom. My dad was... literally a dead weight.
Yeah, same. Just my dad.
Oh, my God. I was barely allowed to go to this thing called Senior Week after high school. like it was like a thing for all the seniors to go down after graduation and like you get a beach house with your friends or like a condo or an apartment or whatever for a week. And you basically just get shit faced.
Yeah.
And I mean, I had to do like, I mean, just a fucking marketing campaign just for me to be able to go to that. I was like, Mom, here's the thing. I promise we won't drink. We'll read the Bible every day. I mean, I didn't say that, right, but like, I feel like I was pretty much like,
you're like, this is what I need for my adulthood, my whole life.
Literally, I was like, I won't hook up with a priest anymore. Okay. Yeah. I just please. Yeah. But yeah, that was like the thing that like shocked me is like,
Not the hazing.
This opening with I was 16 and I was like,
right. I'm like, wait, how old do you have to be to rent a B&B and to like sign off? I feel like you have to be an adult to like actually function in this.
Yeah.
And if you're not, that is sketchy as hell.
But it is Florida, so I guess we do need to keep that context in mind.
Yeah, there's not many laws, rules. I'm like, I would take their ass to small claims court, emotional damages. But they,
oh, that's like, so true. Like, let's get in front of Judge Judy.
Right. Yeah. Take their ass on Mari. Just get some kind of like...
Do you have any crazy spring break stories?
No, because I never really went. I mean,
I feel like you had a lot of them fulfilled through probably The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
That was like,
we traveled enough. There was like enough girls.
Ooh, where did you travel to on your season?
We actually got pretty good travel. We got good travel. We went to Houston.
Okay, Galleria.
That's right. We went to Houston, Texas. That's where we started, but we went to Toronto, Vienna, Croatia, and Iceland. That's where, and I like wouldn't have never thought to go to Iceland. I don't know if I ever need to go back, honestly, but I saw the Northern Lights. I stayed in an igloo. Like,
shut up. Okay. Iceland is probably, and Croatia are the only, wow, that is like a really wild, every time I like watch The Bachelor and Bachelorette, like, very infrequently, like,
totally fine.
I love like the first like six episodes, and then I'm like, it's getting too like real and this is uncomfortable. No offense.
No, yeah. It's like there are feelings. It's so sad.
Wait, like are those feelings real when people are like, I'm really like falling for them? Like, is that real or is that
like, I think, yeah, I actually think like a lot can be done in the bubble.
Okay.
It's like if you tell yourself enough, it's like people are like, would you do The Bachelor again? I'm like, for the accommodations, yes. I was flying first class. I had Moët on tap, basically. Like, oh. I'll do way less for good champagne.
Oh my God. I will literally work for free. No, I won't.
Right.
For anybody watching, I won't, but.
Yeah. No, but it's like, and we stayed in like gorgeous hotels and like nice resorts. But yeah, no, it's like it's kind of all you talk about. The producers don't even really need to manipulate you because you're manipulating yourself.
That is definitely something I want to ask you about on the after show is.
Yeah.
The P word producers.
Yeah, I know. It's like I have a great relationship with like all of them. Honestly, I would do it again. But it's like I feel like I'm coming from a very real background of nursing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I had a job that I had to do that I didn't want to do. That's a producer.
Yeah.
What? You're like, uh-huh.
Wow. I always just like, but yeah, anyways, whenever I watch it, they're like, we're traveling to like Bora Bora and then we're going to like Saint Tropez. And then you're like, we went to Houston, Toronto, Vienna, and Croatia. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Wow.
No, there was no tropical anything, much to my dismay. I love a thong bikini.
No, and I feel like you would really rock a thong bikini. Not to sound like Jimmy Kimmel, but.
Does he talk about thong bikinis?
No, but I feel like he always is like, ho, you would look good. And I'm like, oh, God, Jimmy Kimmel, no.
Yeah, no, I believe that.
Unless he doesn't do that. In that case, that was all alleged.
No, one time we were supposed to be on Jimmy Kimmel for The Bachelorette, but he had a fill-in, Anthony Anderson, I think.
Who is that?
I don't know. His like backup. I think he's a comedian, but we were like beyond like sexualized, obviously. because it was like two girls in one season. I will not go any further.
Two girls, one season. Yeah, no, yeah. That joke writes itself, unfortunately. No,
actually, and he was like just only wanting to talk about the fantasy suites of the last season. I'm like, can you not, you pervert?
Ew, and it's also like, I was going to say daytime television. It's like late night television, but still I'm like this. I feel like those kinds of talk shows are like still have to be like really clean.
Right. They almost didn't let me on because my dress was see-through. I'm like, I have. Everybody was in a frenzy.
Gabby, like, I'm obsessed with you. Like, I'm just fucking obsessed with you. They literally almost didn't let me on the show because my dress was see-through.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? You guys are gonna let me on the show. There's no other option.
You're like, we're talking about The Bachelorette. What are we talking about?
Right.
You see a lot more of me on the show.
Right. Like, you're lucky I have underwear on, which I do, so it's not completely see-through.
It's a thong bikini bottom, but still.
Right. Like, you've seen way worse. Like, nobody's wearing a see-through dress on late night. Like, that is a topic of conversation that we need to be talking about.
That is a justice that needs to be served. More see-through dresses on late night.
Right. Like, what am I going to show up in a suit?
God, I hope not. That would be horrible. Right. Yeah. Now, before we carry on with the rest of the episode, I'd like to thank Stars for sponsoring this episode. The new Stars series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. Trust me, you've never seen a mother and son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and I'm sorry, did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets, and trust me, you will not be able to look away. Be sure to watch Mary and George only on Stars and the Stars app. Now, before we carry on with the rest of the episode, I'd like to say that Unhinged with Chris Clemens is sponsored by BetterHelp today. I feel like 2024 has gone by so quickly, and when life goes by so fast, it's important to take a moment to celebrate your wins and make adjustments for the rest of the year. And that's where I feel like therapy can help you take stock of your progress, as well as set achievable goals. As a lot of you guys know, I'm not somebody who really shies away from talking about their mental health and my therapy journey. I've talked about it a bunch online, but therapy was one of the most like life-changing things that I had ever done. I think therapy is just super important overall because I think to talk about your life to somebody who is unbiased and is hearing what you're saying and kind of the way your thoughts are coming out is so helpful. It's insane. Therapy is also really great because when you go into it with a goal in mind that you have, it makes getting to that goal so much easier. I had this realization that thoughts are just habits that we have formed in our brain, and I wanted to change my thought habits. And that's something that therapy, like, literally changed my life with, was just trying to undo the like little patterns that caused me to spiral or things like that. And just being able to have dedicated time to work on that and to discuss it. And I don't know, I just think therapy is so important. Now with BetterHelp, it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. I think that's amazing because I think a lot of people just assume you got a therapist and you're fixed. But I mean, that is just like any of your other personal relationships. You want to make sure that you feel comfortable and that you feel like you're getting out of it what you need to get out of it. So I just think that that's really great. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Take a moment and visit betterhelp.com/unhinged today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unhinged. Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode, and let's get back to it. Well, speaking of television, I thought it would be fun with your extensive knowledge of reality TV.
Totally.
It would be fun to rank some reality stars. And I was trying to think of like how we would rank them.
Yeah.
And I figured since like you, I really don't want to like put you in the box of like Bachelor and Bachelorette, but like.
Put me in a box, baby.
Oh, yeah. Just not one that is buy or pan.
Yeah. As long as it's on my terms. Sometimes I want to be put in a box. Sometimes I don't. Like, come
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. So your kink is being put in a box. Good to know.
Yeah.
So I figured we would rank these reality stars based on if they would be a good partner.
Okay.
Like, and this is just like for fun. If you are for some reason on this list and you're watching, one, why? Two, this is just for like the LOLs and the, I don't know, it's just to get through the fucking day, guys. Okay. let me do my job and I'll let you do yours.
It's literally just to get through the day.
No, like yeah. Another one. Thank you. All right. The first person we have up is like, I would say queen of reality TV, but like princess of reality TV, Snooki.
Oh my God. So would love to marry her.
Do you think she would be a good partner? I think she, like, if I'm thinking of Jersey Shore days, I would be horrified, but I feel like she was also pretty loyal.
Yeah. And she's hilarious. And I don't know, she's spunky and has a personality. And I feel like she's really grown into like motherhood. One time I did see her at the Abbey.
Stop.
Yes, and I don't really fangirl. Like, I don't know, but I was fangirling. I didn't go up to her because I'm like, I don't know. I think she was there for some kind of a premiere. It's like a roped off area. But she was so sweet to everybody who did.
Oh,
and she's
my
so
God.
Tiny. Yeah. No, I love her. Big Snooki fan.
Yeah, I would put her at S tier. So if you're unfamiliar with ranking, there's S tier, A tier, B tier, C, D, and F. S is like superior.
Okay. Who's making up these ranks? Are these your ranks?
No, this is like the international ranking system. For like, I don't know. It's like the people who have ranked before me have made like this ranking tier. It's like normal grades, but then S is like the best for superior or supreme or.
Okay, so it's like S, A, B, D.
Yeah, it's like S, A, B, C, D, F. Neither of us know the alphabet. Yeah. That's not great. We both just got called the fuck out.
We didn't. No, I'm like, I went to public school. So I really can't be held accountable for much when it comes to any education.
I have a college degree, which you would never know.
Right. Like, I went to nursing school. It's very niche.
Yeah. No, wait. Yeah, you went to nursing school, bitch. I hope you know the alphabet.
I do sometimes. That's what Google's for.
So true. Hey, Google, what's the alphabet?
Yeah. I'm like, you just can't have the ego to think you know everything. Just look everything up.
I agree. That is like how I've gotten through so much of my life is I'm like, I'm really stupid. Like, you can't, right. You can't shit on me if I'm already shitting on myself.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm leading with that. So it's like, nobody here is going to be like confused, surprised, slighted.
Absolutely. I always lead with my dumbest foot forward. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. We're putting Snooki in S tier. Now this next one might be a little triggering. Clayton Eckerd.
Oh my God. I'm dead.
I don't really know much about this man, except that he didn't pick you. So what a fucking moron.
Yeah. And I don't want anyone that doesn't want me.
Yeah.
It's like 101. So
what were his like redeeming qualities, if any?
I mean, I was.
Like, do you think he would have made a good partner if he picked you?
I think maybe if that's what somebody was like looking for.
Not that I love that for you.
There's like a lid for every Tupperware. It's like he is somebody's lid. You know?
Not him getting reduced to a Tupperware lid.
Like, you just need your kind of like people, you're kind of crazy.
Oh,
like
fuck.
It's fine.
You had like a 10-minute telling him off, and like you comparing him to a Tupperware lid is like the deepest cut you made so far. Holy shit. We'll put him in D.
Yeah.
Because that's something he can go and suck.
Yeah.
Now we have Rachel Recchia.
Oh my God, yes, Recchia.
Recchia, Rachel Recchia. She was your little partner in crime on the dual Bachelorette season.
Yes, love her.
We love her. Would she make a good partner, you think?
Oh my God, yeah, I do. She is so loyal.
Oh, love.
Yes, same. Like almost I would say, not even to a fault, but it's like she's also loyal by adjacent. She's like, if you beef with her, then I beef with her. Like, unfollow, block. Like, yeah,
amazing.
She's like got your back.
Oh, I love that. Does she have any red flags that I should know of before we rank her?
I honestly don't think so.
Okay. S tier, you think?
Yeah.
Or A? S? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Top tier.
We'll put her in S.
Yeah.
Rachel Recchia. top tier. I promise these aren't all Bachelor people. I just did sort of put them all in the same area.
No, please. This is fun.
All right. Colton Underwood.
Well, yeah.
I think he might go straight to F.
Yeah, totally. I mean, just like based on his history. One, yeah, he's like not into my kind of gender. So me personally, no. He wouldn't make a good partner. You know, I can only speak from my POV. So the last girl he dated didn't go so well. So maybe it just like goes to the bottom.
Yeah, you can't spell f- without an F. So we're going to put him in F tier. I have Chris Harrison. He was, I'm assuming, the host while you were on, right?
No, he was actually...
Oh, he gotten canned already.
Yeah, yeah. Got canned.
Wait, how long ago did he get canned? I thought that was pretty recently, but I also have no sense of time.
I think I was the first season with the new host, Jesse Palmer.
Do we like Jesse?
Love. He's like a reformed frat boy.
I think that's what gives me the fight or flight. Like, I'm like,
you're in.
Like, he would beat the shit out of me for
right.
sure.
You're fighting. I'm like there. I'm like, I feel safe around him. That's my past speaking.
Oh, wow. I'm looking up. Chris Harrison was initiated into Kappa Sigma while in college. That feels like it really tracks.
Does it? I don't know a lot about Kappa Sig. All I know is this one.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, but I definitely do that hand or like the what is it?
That's one your where salute. Like, you're like, yes, sir. Yeah.
I'm gonna put Chris Harrison at F because wasn't he racist?
Yeah, I mean he was canceled.
Yeah, so Chris Harrison, you're at F, bitch. I don't know why I thought. Yeah, I guess I just thought he was fired a lot more recently.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan Sparks. Isn't it crazy that she like technically came up on American Idol?
Right. No, did she win American Idol?
Yeah, I think she won American Idol.
I was on Dancing with the Stars with her, too.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, wait.
She's, like, so chill, is, like, easy to talk to.
No, she seems great. Yeah, she won the sixth season of American Idol at age 17.
Holy shit. I didn't know she was so young. That's crazy.
I didn't either.
And I feel like American Idol is still like kind of popping off. Like there's still like stars coming out of American Idol.
Still. And I'm like,
who would have thunk?
No, literally. Like I thought Clay Aiken would have been the last.
Right. And where did he go? Nowhere.
I think like on Broadway.
Oh, really?
Or something. That feels fitting.
Sometimes the second best is the best.
I always, like, I think it was, like, a rumor I heard at the time, so, like, I don't know if it really, but, like, apparently if you go on these singing shows, you want to place second because on first place, they, like, basically own all of your shit in perpetuity or something.
Right, and then you, like, have no freedom. It's like you can't make any of your own decisions. I totally believe that.
I would get to the finale of American Idol and just, like, pull out my best Paolo from the Lizzie McGuire movie impression. I'd be like, have you ever seen? It's a beautiful night. Like, I would be like, let's get second, bitch. Let's do this.
Yeah, yeah. Mic drop. I'm like, some may say that about second place in Dancing with the Stars.
You're so right.
You know what I mean?
They own all of Charlie's dance moves now. You're free to pop and lock it wherever you please.
Literally.
So stupid.
Nobody's going to put, any ownership on this, except their exclusivity is like nothing.
Oh, do they not have any?
No, they're like so laid back.
Oh,
I know.
Love that. I guess, like what could they really have exclusivity over? Yeah. Jordan Sparks, I'll put in.
Yeah, I feel like she's been married to her partner for like ever.
Oh, I didn't even know she was married.
Yeah.
I was going to put her in A, but let's put her in A. I feel like we need to not be so
fill it out
sparing with this S tier.
Yeah.
I'm like, people are either S or F. What do we think of Pilot Pete?
I truly don't know a lot about Pilot Pete. I know he's a pilot. I hope, I don't know.
I know his name is Pete.
Yeah, I know his name is Pete. I don't know if he flies the Boeing 737 or if he's in on the conspiracies. I hope he's grounded, all of his flights. I hope he's just keeping us safe is all I really care about.
I just saw him on the current season of The Traitors. And I don't know if you watch the show. It is like... literally like my addiction. I think it is oh my God, what an insane like, I can't wait to see where these like reality competition shows are in like 10 years because it's going to be like the most insane batshit stuff ever.
Totally.
He was on the season that just ended. And I have never wanted to be casted on a show to beat the shit out of someone more in my life.
I'm dead.
I just, the moral complex that that man flew, no pun intended, through that show with.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What do you mean? Like he always wanted to do the right thing and was like.
He was just like, I'm a faithful and like I, so the show.
It's like about deception, right?
Yeah. It's like mafia. It's like basically a game of mafia where there's like a couple killers in the house and everyone's trying to figure out who they are. And he's like, I'm a faithful. He just like went on this giant, like, I'm the voice of the faithful. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. You are a mediocre white man at best. Oh, respectfully, of course.
Right. You're like, and it's not that deep. It's like a game.
Stop getting rid of the people who are making the show great because you're ruining it.
Yeah. You're just like jealous that you're not getting all the screen time.
No, that's like what really like made me not like him. I was like, you're voting. Like he was correct. Every single time. But right. I was like, you're getting rid of the fun people. Stop.
Literally. I watched the first couple episodes. I was so surprised Johnny Bananas went like first.
I didn't know who that was. So like, I was just like, okay, great.
Oh my God. He's like old school, real world road rules challenge.
Oh, I miss road rules.
I don't know why. Because I have an older sister. I was like kind of well-versed on that. But I feel like CT is the better choice.
He was just like... I don't know. The way that season ended, I'm not... Well, yeah, okay. CT was there. And No, I guess the answer is no. I didn't like him. And all of this is like my judgment of these people through the lens of the show. I'm sure they're wonderful people in real life.
Right. And it's like a game show.
Yeah. So. I like really get so... I get so personal and I'm like, die. Yeah. Except, okay, Trishelle from The Traitors. I'm not going to say what I just said, but like... You can go eat a rock. I'm not a fan of her at all. Pilot Pete, I'm going to put it like C. I feel like he'd be a very vanilla partner.
Yeah. I don't know anything about him, so I trust you.
Oh, I wouldn't. No.
You're okay. Like, I wouldn't trust me.
I was like, you're going to want that voice clip deleted. You're going to want that audio clip gone. Next up, we have Hannah Godwin, who... Okay, yeah, this list... I swear to God, I went through like Bachelor and then I guess I went to like other people. Hannah Godwin was like this cute little white woman from The Bachelor.
Yeah.
At Bachelor?
I think she was on Bachelor. I mean, she's so gorge. Like
she really is.
Yeah. She's so beautiful. It's like, damn.
And she's still dating the guy that.
Yeah, they just was got the bachelor, married. Right? Yes.
They got married?
Yeah, they had like a gorgeous wedding in France, in Paris or something. I know. I'm like, talk about goals.
God, I want to put her in F tier just out of bitterness. Yeah. Like, fuck that. Well, then I guess I'll put her at like A. You know, like I feel like she doesn't have like that like wow factor that like Snooki does.
Yeah, totally. Snooki would be a good time. And like that's my thing is like I want to be entertained.
That is exactly.
You know, at the end of the day.
If you have entertainment value, your ranking immediately goes up. Like you are the partner for me.
Like above S, like S plus. Like you can.
S plus.
You know.
It's a new streaming service coming probably. S plus. Yeah. All right, Hannah Godwin's an A. Next up we have, I'm so sorry about this, Tyra Banks.
Oh my God, I'm fully dead.
America's Next Top Model was...
problematic.
Absolutely everything.
Okay, yeah.
But also problematic.
And absolutely everything. That's the thing is like, we're looking back now because we've had a lot of TV, now we have the internet, but we only can hold people accountable for their time.
Exactly.
And it's like that was the time. You know, we can't go canceling people for like 20 years back.
I can say that that was unreal television while also admitting that that was problematic as fuck television.
Totally. Yeah. It's like both things can exist.
I think that's part of the lore, honestly, is that like, oh my God, a major network let this fly and she is changing people's races for a photo shoot. Like, that's crazy. Like, that really is like a little case study.
No, actually.
I think she actually scares the living fuck out of me.
Yeah.
I don't know why I get this vibe, but I don't know if she would be a great partner, but the entertainment value there, like she would be like, wake up, babe, we're taking photos underwater while you're getting waterboarded. And I'm like, okay, sure. Yeah. Like, I could be down, you know?
Right. You're like, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
You're the sub.
I'm the sub.
Yeah. You're like, anything you say.
I would put Tyra Banks at like a solid B.
Yeah, no, she does. She brings the entertainment. She is a little problematic, but at least you know what you're getting.
That is...
It's like, there's no secrets. You know it could fly off the rail at any time.
Although I really don't know if I know what I'd be getting with her. Like, I feel like it really every day would be a new, like, pick your own adventure, but it would be picked for me.
Right. It's like, are you in on it? I don't know.
Yeah. See, like, she's unpredictable, and that scares me.
But it seems like you like to flirt with danger. You're like, okay, now she's going down. You're like, actually, the more I think about it, she's going down in the ranks.
The more I'm thinking about it, I'm really getting more scared and scared. Yeah, we'll put her at C and feel comfortable about that. RuPaul.
I feel like I'm late. I haven't watched a ton of Drag Race. I need to, especially since in our audition, there were so many drag queens and I loved all of them. Like, I know Gottmik is iconic.
Oh my God. Gottmik is iconic. Oh my God. Literally. And Gott's actually going to be on the new season of All Stars in May. So.
Wait, he is? Gottmik?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm going to watch literally just for him.
Absolutely.
Yes. And I loved how, like, when he's just so stylish and he was so down to earth. Like, I feel like he was, like, didn't have, like, a ton of ego.
No, truly so iconic, so funny.
Yes.
And, like, oh, I'm just so stoked. But, yeah, you need to get... RuPaul took me, like, a minute to get into because, like, I would end up watching it when I was, like, stoned. And I was like, there's so much happening. And, like, I cannot keep track of it all.
Yeah, that's me with everything I try and watch.
I mean, granted, at the time, all I was watching was exclusively Jemay. So my IQ level is pretty low.
I did see his Architectural Digest. Did you?
Yeah, what a house. Is all I'm going to say is what a house.
Yeah, literally. So based off that, maybe F. Yeah.
Not based off of the AD going right to F. Yeah, wait, actually, that's like a good call is if that's the house that we'd have to live in together, that would be a problem.
It's like good for him. But that's the thing is like he has a lid.
That he has a lid.
Like somebody he is like that house is going to be someone's taste, though.
He has a lid. That's so good. I'm gonna put RuPaul at like B.
Yeah.
I feel like he would always take care of me, mostly because he's like giving most of his land for fracking. So like there would always be money coming in and oil coming out.
Yeah, he's a businessman.
Businessman till the day he dies. I'm gonna put RuPaul at B.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I feel like Ru like definitely has like what is the word? Like, has the right...
Is it French? Oh, I'm like... Is it French? I'm like, it must be French. Je le veux, joie de vivre.
Je veux, Clicquot. Yeah. I think RuPaul has, like, the ability to, like, be able to call the shots in the relationship with just how much he's done in his career, but...
I love that.
I definitely would feel like, yeah, maybe I'm moving RuPaul down to C? I'm so sorry, mother. You just... I don't know if you would be a great partner. Is RuPaul married?
Well, no, but that was the thing is like he was just on Call Her Daddy and there was a clip that went viral and it was something along the lines of like, I don't know, excessively cheating, but it's like he is a gay man. So it's like, I feel like that kind of also comes with the territory. So like, can we really judge? Like,
okay.
You know?
Yeah. So RuPaul, you're going to go down to D. Okay.
The longer we think about it,
I know.
The more they lose like, their
the
rank.
Further they fall.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Nick Vial, who actually just got married.
Oh my God. Yeah. I love his wife.
I feel like he would be a good partner because he feels like a golden retriever who will like follow and do anything for his partner.
Yeah. I mean, his wife is hot as fuck. She's hilarious. And they've been together for a long time. So I feel like that's telling.
That is. I'm going to put him at... Are we really going to put Nick Vial at S?
Maybe not S.
I'll do A. I think A. Because S is like if they're also like a little insane.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have a little edge.
Like S has the entertainment factor. A is like the wholesome white picket fence.
Yes. Yeah.
I love this clarity we're getting through this. Next up, we have Lauren Conrad.
Oh, From the Hills?
Yeah, From the Hills.
Oh my God. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I feel like I fell off. But like, she is iconic, right?
I only know her, like, I stopped keeping up after The Hills. Like, yeah. I was just like, okay, she's gonna like go do her Coles thing. But
right.
Like, I feel like she would be a good partner. I don't know. Like,
I have no reason to think otherwise.
Same, like kind of bland maybe.
Right, but successful.
Absolutely. Businesswoman. I'm going to put her at A. I think she's like the white picket fence perfection.
I think so.
Next up, we have Paris Hilton.
Oh my God, S.
S immediately. Like she has like the, I think she would be loyal as hell after everything she's been through.
Right. Yeah.
And she also has like that, like, I don't take life too seriously aspect, which is very important for me.
Yeah. And she just like keeps reinventing herself. I love her DJ side gig. I'm like, I don't really stand by the LA DJ thing, but you bet your ass I would see Paris Hilton DJ.
You knocked that nail on the motherfucking head. Like, you really did.
She should be the only DJ as far as I'm concerned.
I completely agree. Have I heard a minute of her DJ set? No, but I already know that yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Dr. Oz.
Wasn't he going to run for president?
No, he like ran for office. I live in Delaware. And like when I would visit my friends who live in Pennsylvania, he like, I guess, was running in the state of Pennsylvania for like Senate or something. And I would see Dr. Oz like vote for Dr. Oz. Sign, and I'm like, we're living in some stage of hell.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Our celebrity to president pipeline
needs to be stopped and also studied so it can be stopped further.
Right.
It's like people's lawn literally were like, make America great again. Vote Dr. Oz. And I'm like, that like, is not saying the same thing, Your Honor. That is not.
Right. You're making us look bad. It's like you give a guy a TV show. He thinks he can run for president. Like, that is not the delusion we're talking about.
You don't even need to give a man a TV show to bring that delusion. All you have to do is like, look at him. And he's like, oh, I got this in the bag. Let's vote.
I got this in the bag. It's like literally every white man, they just think they could be president. And honestly.
And why did that white man superpower skip over me? I feel inferior in everything I do. I'm like, I'm the worst. I should jump off a bridge. Like, no one likes me. What the fuck?
I know. Well, it's because you're gay.
I guess.
It's because you're too cool. The gays don't get that kind of stuff.
I guess. I'm like, God.
But also, do we want to be president?
No. It ages you horribly. Like, if I'm going to age horribly, I'm going to get on Ozempic and do it the Hollywood way, baby.
Yeah. I'm going to die skinny.
Doesn't Ozempic, like, age you, like, crazy?
No, yeah, because it makes your face so hollow. Everyone's like, Ozempic face. But I'm like, that's just what happens when you lose a lot of weight. It's like, as you get older, we should actually be putting on a good 10 to 20 pounds to fill out the wrinkles.
I agree. Like,
this is science.
I only want to get thicker. I want to make those bitches who have to carry me in a casket work for it.
Yeah, I'm actually. Like,
y'all are going to rue the day I die. Make it known.
Yeah, I need the normal amount of people carrying plus like 2 to 3 bodybuilders.
Yeah, like I need John and Kate plus 8 carrying my coffin.
Yeah, this needs to be a challenge. I'm going out with a bang.
I like, yes, exactly that.
Yes.
All right, so Dr. Oz is in F-land for go fly a fucking kite, bitch. All right, we have 3 left. First one is Lisa Rinna.
Oh, my God. I mean, I know she's problematic, but I've seen her obviously on Real Housewives. I feel like she had some good clips, at least on TikTok. She had some good moments.
I feel like she has, like, the real, like, entertaining DeLulu it factor.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess she's been with her husband for a while. That marriage feels like some sort of situationship. Like, that doesn't feel like there's something that feels contrived about it that I'm like, what's going on here?
Right? Because who is he again?
He was like an actor.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, it's just very fascinating to me that he is so, like, plain and she is.
Right.
Lisa Rinna.
Yes, like what is actually going on? I just think she's so beautiful. I'm like, she can earn all her wigs. She can wear any kind of hairstyle.
That's true. The wigs. Whoa, the wigs is really upping her.
And she can pull it off. And I love how she's like not afraid to go. She'll go like long, long, and then like pixie cut. She's like, I just got my hair cut. There's no like story.
And all of her wigs have names. I'm like, the fact that she's naming her wigs is like
right.
sadly, I think putting her in a contender for being the lid to my Tupperware, which like isn't ideal.
You're like, that is my lid.
No, literally, I'm like, oh, naming wigs. Okay, wow, we are a lot more similar than I thought. I'm like, hi, Lisa, I'm in Darlene tonight. Like, I'm going to put her at like, I don't know why S doesn't feel.
Maybe B?
B. I was going to say B because like A, like I don't feel the whole white picket fence vibe.
Right. Yeah. But, no, it like is a challenge, I bet, to be with her.
Yeah.
In a good way, I guess.
In a good way.
Also, a B is a good score. Like I don't always need to be perfect. I just need to be average. I'm meeting expectations and that's good enough for me.
No, you are literally preaching the gospel. I don't even need to meet expectations, okay? Yeah. Like, I just would like to get by.
Right, yeah.
All right, Brody Jenner.
Hot, right?
I had the biggest, he was one of my many sexual awakenings as a kid.
Oh my God, same.
On the hills, I was like, whoa. And then when I realized that Caitlyn Jenner was his dad, I was like, oh.
You're like, wait a second.
That kind of killed the fantasy a little. Yeah. So did you have to go to the court hearing when Caitlyn Jenner slaughtered someone on the PCH with a car? Or did you hear about this?
No.
Oh yeah. I think like before Caitlyn transitioned.
And this is like hush hush, or do a lot of people know about
it? No, you can Google this. Can Google this. Like a lot of people know about it. Someone was like when OJ died.
Yeah.
Caitlyn was like, good riddance. And people were like, weren't you the person who fucking killed somebody in a car crash?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm really in right now on the rich murders and how they can just get away with everything. It's like,
It's really crazy what you can do with money and power.
It's so crazy.
It's almost like you can rule the world.
Yeah.
I'm going to put Brody Jenner at like a C.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Just because of where he comes from.
I think it's just that he like was hot.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he really kind of gave me other ooh-ah sensations.
Yeah. No, I agree. He's nice to look at.
And like, that's kind of where the list ends. All right. Yeah. Brody Jenner at C. And then lastly, and to put this person on a list of reality stars is insane, but it's not factually incorrect. Harry Styles.
It's like, what reality? Okay.
He started on like X Factor.
Was he on X Factor?
Or was it?
Maybe, probably, I Trust You.
He was on like British X Factor.
Probably. It's like these, it's so crazy.
Yeah, X Factor.
Oh, so sick. I feel
S plus.
Yeah, no, literally people were like, people are like, he queer baits. I'm like, I don't even know about all that.
I think he definitely has sucked a dick or two.
Right. Yeah.
Let's be fucking for real, y'all. Like, and if he wants to make it a third, hi, Harry. How you doing, bro?
If you're taking applications, my friend gave him a job. Dead ass.
Whoa. Okay, we're going to talk about this on the after show, which is perfect timing because that is the end of this episode. So that's our ranking. That is the first thing we're jumping into on the after show on patreon.com/Chris Clemens. So if you want to join in, see you there. But Gabby, where can people find you?
Oh my God. On Instagram, Gabby Windy, TikTok, Gabby Windy. And I have a new podcast, Long Winded. Please, I beg you to listen in.
Guys, I'm telling you, like, it's not a bit what I said at the beginning of this episode of Gabby having a podcast and that being the most tantalizing argument for me getting into podcasts. I was in, we'll talk about this on the after show also, but we are in this like waiting room, holding room, conference room for this E thing that we were doing. And I have just never like connected with someone this quick in these scenarios. I'm very awkward and shy when I get into these and I feel so inferior. And you, I just remember making me feel so comfortable, so like, aww, seen. I don't know. I just think you're a really special person and I'm so excited for your podcast. And I'm also so fucking excited to go on the podcast.
Oh my God, literally, please get your ass to LA. But also I felt the same about you because I walked in with like a lot of whatever the people had been there for a long time. And it was like some big names and I was so scared and intimidated. It was like my first audition.
And then I saw you with your small little name walk in.
No, I was like, oh my God, no, stop.
I'm fucking with you.
No, because actually I only knew one person when I say that. Hannah Stocking.
I only knew the drag queens in there, so yeah. I was like, yeah. Party.
Right, literally.
But no, I live for you, and I just... all of Gabby's stuff will be down below. Be sure to check her out and follow and subscribe to the podcast. And we will see you guys on the after show.
Yay!
Bye-bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.